Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's the late, great Nat King Cole bringing us back. That's a great song, wonderful song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're live and in person here on Christmas Day, my 18th consecutive Christmas show, live Christmas show. I'm glad you're here. I want to read something from the Gospel of Luke. If you're a Christian, Luke is a very important person in your life. This is chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in the clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, and the angel, praising God, said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Wonderful passages from the Gospel of Luke. If you're a Christian, Luke is a very important person in your life because of the way he records and reports. He's a great reporter, by the way, If you spend some time in the Gospel of Luke, it's fascinating as just literature, let alone as scripture. You know, folks, when I think about Christmas, I think about the people who are working today. I'm not talking about me. I'm just a talk show host. I'm talking about the people who are standing a post, wherever they may be standing a post. They may be in the fire halls. They may be in a police cruiser, a trooper car. They may be in the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, the men and women in the military around the world standing a post. All these people are standing a post right now. As you and I are preparing to enjoy a holiday and spend some time with family. There are people who are standing a post in those places, ready for the possibility that there's an emergency, that somebody could call 911, that somebody is attacked, that some stupid despot somewhere in the world, some idiot terrorist, some stupid person somewhere decides to do something bad. And when the call goes out, whether from a military order or from a 911 call, these people run toward the danger. or you and I are running out of the buildings, wringing our hands and ducking for cover, and are hearing about something in the news and finding it interesting. Isn't it interesting that this is the news. I'm a consumer of the news. Well, the news might be that somebody did something stupid somewhere in the world. And the rest of the news is an American somewhere, or maybe not even an American. Maybe those of you who are listening in another part of the world, maybe someone from your country is standing a post. They responded to that call. So wherever you may be, standing a post in the hospitals, in the police cars, walking a beat, standing a post on a military line, if you're in uniform, God bless you. The rest of us, thank you. On this Christmas day, with so many people enjoying the holiday in peace, if you're protecting us in some way, thank you for that. We appreciate your service. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your families, because they're part of that effort too. We appreciate them very much. We thank you for all of that, and we say God bless you to you. And I say Merry Christmas to you and yours. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.